Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying, and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
This is Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
That was top, world class of this world.
100% passion.
I like people being funny, but not when it's about my club.
100% banter.
I'll shave you if you're not careful. I will.
6% news, weather and travel. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women could be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn, horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles, loved by the fans.
I watched Ian Five Ankles doing keepy uppies with a honeydew melon in St Albans, Asda, who then booted it into the food bank donations bin and it fed a family of four.
Ian Five Ankles.
And me, Anthony Richardson. And we've got Harry Bourne, the psychic medium GP, with us on the line from his spooky surgery.
Harry Bourne, spiritual diagnoses from beyond the grave.
The doctor will see your dead grandfather now.
Call or text 75358 for your diagnosis.
Hello, Harry.
Lovely to be with you.
What card am I holding up?
No, Ian, no, that's psychics. Harry's a medium.
Ah, yes.
It's the Six of Clubs. You muttered Six of Clubs as you were holding it up.
Oh, gosh.
Replay the tape. What card am I holding up? Six of Clubs. Oh, he's very good.
He's very good. But you know what? When he's good at doing that, he's even better at contacting the dead. And that's what he's going to do for us right now. Dr. Harry Bourne can diagnose any condition you have just by feeling your aura down the phone. And he'll tell you which ghost gave you it using his special ability to talk to ghosts. Is that right, Dr. Harry Bourne?
That's correct, Anthony. It's a stressful job. Dead people don't have NHS numbers.
I don't have a clue what's going on.
These illnesses that you diagnose in living people, are they real illnesses, Dr. Harry Bourne?
Oh, yes. Sometimes very serious.
Gosh, what a gift.
Why do ghosts give illnesses to living people, Harry? This doesn't make much sense to me.
Ghosts catch illnesses in heaven, and the only way they can get rid of them is by coming down to earth and passing that illness on to a member of the living.
Yep, see, it's very obvious, and Dr. Harry Bourne is touring lots of small provincial theatres for the next couple of months, giving everyone their illnesses. And if you want a free diagnosis ahead of that as a promotional measure, get in touch on 75358. Jamie is on the line. Jamie's on the Broughton Interchange. You in traffic there, Jamie?
No, I live here.
Oh, right, okay. Jamie, let's put you in contact with Dr. Harry Bourne. Jamie's completely healthy, so he thinks. Harry, diagnose away.
Hello, Jamie. I can feel a presence. I'm getting something. I'm getting Your stomach's energy feels very belligerent, Jamie. Hello? Who's there? Oh, gosh.
What is it, Dr. Harry? What is it?
Oh, this is very exciting.
It feels... I'm getting... a stomach ulcer. You have the beginnings of a stomach ulcer.
Oh.
A stomach ulcer. Oh, bad luck there,
dear.
Jamie.
A stomach ulcer. Jamie, you heard it here first. Does that feel about right to you? Do you feel like you've got a stomach ulcer? Come to think of it, Jamie.
I don't know, to be honest with you. I've never had one in my life.
You have one now, you lucky devil.
Dr. Bourne, just give us a bit of context for people interested who might have stomach ulcers. How do people get stomach ulcers?
Stomach ulcers are usually caused by an infection of H. pylori bacteria or from ibuprofen on an empty stomach. But not in this case. Oh, no. Not in this case.
What in this case, Dr. Harry Bourne? What in this case?
In this case, Jamie has been given a stomach ulcer by... Oh, it's coming to me now. The ghost of mid-20th century Stoke and Blackpool winger Sir Stanley Matthews.
Oh, dear. Oh, gosh. Did you hear that, Jamie? Sir Stanley Matthews has thrown a stomach ulcer out of heaven and it's landed on you.
No, got it with that.
I'm getting word from Sir Stanley now. He says, sorry, my old fruitcake.
Oh, gosh, that's sending that's chills down my spine,
Ian.
Oh,
that was spine-tingling. You're right. That's Sir Stanley,
that
definitely.
That is Sir Stanley. That's his voice. That's his voice. And that's what he says, fruitcake. How did Stanley Matthews get a stomach ulcer in heaven, Dr. Harry Bourne?
He took ibuprofen on an empty stomach. I'll prescribe you some antibiotics.
Sir Stanley, if you're there, it's Ian Five Ankles here. I hope you're doing well in the afterlife.
Oh, class player in his day, Ian. If you can hear us now, Sir Stanley, class player.
World class. Top,
of
top,
this
top.
World. And of that world, too.
And
I'm
of
sure.
Other worlds. Of the beyond worlds. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he's up there in heaven right now, dribbling past your Pelés and your Bobby Moores of this world and banging in the goals.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I'm not sure if it's a global football league or regionalised in heaven.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he'd thrive in any of those. Would players play in different eras? Would you see, for example, that fat goalkeeper from the Victorian era in goal against, I don't know, Diego Maradona in the ghostly league?
It would be very overcrowded, wouldn't it?
I think there'd be a lot of players. I mean, they'd have to field like 23-man squads.
It'd be harsh getting to the afterlife and then plying your trade in like the Ryman League.
And do they have stadiums in heaven?
Yeah, good question.
I mean, like... the baseball ground, Derby County's old stadium, would that be like their Wembley?
Well, yeah, that died in this world, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a supermarket now. I think it's an Aldi. Jamie, what are your thoughts about the ghost of Sir Stanley Matthews giving you a stomach ulcer?
Well, actually, I'm a Blackpool fan, so I'll forgive him.
Oh, that's class, that is. That is class. Thank you, Jamie, for playing along. Sandra, can we get Jamie a Blackpool shirt as a get well from his stomach ulcer present? No? Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, we'll pay for the antibiotics, Jamie. We'll put them in a tangerine carrier bag. Sorry? Okay, plain carrier. We'll just give you a plain carrier bag, white paper bag.
I'll leave his ulcer with you, Jamie. He is at peace now.
Thanks, lads. Cheers. Can I just say...
Oh, gosh.
That is a top world-class diagnosis, I have to say. Dr. Harry... what's the most showbiz ghost you've ever done?
I don't want to break the Hippocratic Oath.
Oh, go on, you can.
Yeah, you can.
It's just an oath.
Come on,
you pussy.
All right. I once diagnosed ingrown hairs on Noel Edmonds' neck, given to him by none other than the ghost of Audrey Hepburn.
Naughty Audrey.
Naughty.
She would. This is fun.
It is.
Dr. Harry Bond, before you go, do I have an illness? What do I have? What do I have?
Depression, mate.
I'm asking Dr. Harry Bourne.
He's right, you have depression.
Oh, fun. Who gave me that?
Well, Kitty Spink gave it to you by getting engaged to Drew Fibonacci.
That's not a ghost, Ian.
It's the ghost of your happiness.
Okay, let's move on.
Well, if we're sharing medical problems not caused by ghosts, I just found out that I've lost significant cognitive ability from not only heading footballs for 40 years, but from prolonged exposure to petrol fumes.
Oh, get you, Ian. You loves your cars.
I love my cars.
You loves your cars.
He's Ian Five Ankles and he loves his cars.
My favourite car? I'd have to say my friend Steve Bold's Citroen C5. Yeah, but I'm not talking cars, although I does loves me cars. In this case, I'm talking lawnmowers.
He's Ian Five Ankles, and he loves his lawnmowers.
My favourite lawnmower? I'd have to say my Humperston Blademaster 4.
Oh, this obsession with lawnmowers. It's a man thing, isn't it, Ian? Yeah. It's a bloke thing.
Ruddy
it's a
lads.
Man thing. Lads.
Yeah.
Lads and lawn. Lads all crowding around a lawnmower, yeah. Looking at it.
Looking at it. Proper manly. Isn't it? I can't think of many things more manly than
I
lads.
I can't think of a time a woman's ever mown a lawn. And no. I say that respectfully.
Oh, no disrespect taken.
Disrespect.
It's proper manly.
It's
lawnmowers.
Manly.
Lawnmowers. Woof. Woof to the lawnmowers. I first got into lawnmowers when I used to go around my ex-wife Denise's house and mow her lawn with my top off.
Oh, yes.
You know, I did that to show her what she was missing.
Oh, did someone say Diet Coke break?
Swoon. Oh, yes, yeah. Think Vladimir Putin on a horse.
Yeah.
But instead of a horse, he's not on it. He's pushing a lawnmower.
Right.
In Hemel Hempstead. And that was me.
And her head turned.
No, I'll just say. She was going out with ex-Spurs midfielder Nicky Bambi at the time.
Oh, big boy Bambi. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they called him that. They'd be having dinner in the kitchen,
yeah.
And I could see them when I was out there mowing, sometimes in the dark, but I could tell Nicky Bambi felt inferior. That's why at the end, that's why he'd always bring me out a pudding and I'd eat it in my car.
But the cat who waits longest gets the cream, Ian.
Creamy Ian.
Creamy Ian.
Meow! But not only did I get the cream, and by that I'm assuming you mean intimacy with Denise.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got that, but not only that, I got a pudding.
Yeah, which had cream on. Cream on double whip win.
Not if it was a crumble.
No.
You can't have cream on crumble. I refuse. There's custard.
Custard or ice cream. And that's not a cream.
Yeah, but then it makes everything cold. But having said that, I might just as well have had ice cream because the pudding was often cold when I got it. Eating cold pudding out in the dark in my car. It was a bleak period of my life, if I'm being honest.
Not as bleak as when you lived in a van for 6 weeks.
Well, at least I was having sex then.
Oh, yes. Woof, woof.
Not with a human, it turned out. I'll admit that. But sorry, what were you talking about?
Your love of lawn mowing and petrol fumes in your head.
Lads.
Yes.
The lawnmowers, yeah. And so that was when I realised I had a secret talent, groundsmaning.
Groundsmaning. Groundsmaning, the art of being a groundsman.
I mowed patterns into Denise's lawn. Shapes. I mowed shapes. Your straight lines, your concentric circles of this world.
Of this world.
Of this world. Really top, 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 world-class mowing. Anything to catch our eye.
Ah, yes. But mowing is only half of being a groundsman. You know that, Ian?
The other
half is the white lines.
Yep.
Painting those white lines
They're
on
crucial.
The grass. Oh, of a Saturday. Of a Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, those sharp white lines in the Premier League and below. Grassroots, Ian. Grassroots.
Without the lines, a football pitch is not a football pitch.
It's a field.
It's just a field.
It's an acre.
A bit of grass.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered I was also a talent at that. I used to use a can of Dulux I found in Denise's garage, and with that I created the most accurate pitch markings you will ever see. And I wrote Take Me Back in 6-foot letters, and I angled them so that they looked 3D from her bedroom window.
Like an advert behind the goal.
Yeah, if she stood in the bathroom and looked at it, it wouldn't have made any sense.
No, but no. From a certain angle.
Yeah.
That's 3D.
You see what it is, and then you move a bit, and then it's just gibberish.
Yeah, like an advert for Gazprom.
Yeah, but instead of an advert for Gazprom, it was an advert for me.
Me prom.
Ian prom.
Ian prom. And it worked. It worked.
It worked,
worked, Ian. It worked. Full credit to you, it worked. She took you back in the end after about 9 months and several different male partners later, which just shows the power of advertising, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like to think that she'd have been looking out of her bedroom window down at that message.
In between intimate sessions with Nicky Big Boy Bambi.
Yeah, well, just afterwards.
Post-coital.
Yeah, and thinking, I'm going back to Ian Five Ankles.
After I've cleaned up. Well, Ian, we've got a surprise for you. Do you recognise this voice?
Hello, Ian. It's the chairman of the British Professional Groundsman Association here.
Is that the chairman of the British Professional Groundsman Association?
None other. And he's directly behind you saying those words into the back of your head. Here he is, chairman of the British Professional Groundsman Association, Christmas Steve.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, Christmas Steve. What an honour it is to meet you.
Christmas Steve, you're named after Christmas, and that's magical.
Oh, yes, it was when I was conceived.
Consteived?
Consteived.
But you don't like Christmas, do you?
Oh, no. No, in fact, quite the opposite.
Does it remind you of your parents having sex? And they'd be dead now, wouldn't they? So, two ghosts having sex. Dr. Bourne, have his parents given anyone an illness?
Yeah, like an STI. Have they?
I'll have to look into that.
No, Christmas fills me with dread. Christmas is a dreadful time for groundsmen. It's when pitches are waterlogged, frozen, bare patches of mud, like no man's land in Battle of the Somme.
It's Adam and Eve, not Christmas Steve.
What?
I don't know.
Okay, but Ian is a talented groundsman, it seems, and Christmas Steve, he has caught your eye.
Oh, yes. Ian Five Ankles, we've been mightily impressed by your mowing and your line painting.
Oh, thank you, but it's just a hobby.
Oh, it's a gift. I can see the sparkle in your eyes.
I think that's actually a concussion and prolonged exposure to petrol fumes. Steve, you've got a groundsman's church, it says here, next to Wembley Stadium.
We do, yes. You can't miss it. All four walls are bedecked by turf, which has to be mown while abseiling, and stained grass windows.
Are there little graves outside for all the groundsmen who have died? And the graves are also bedecked with turf?
No. People who died tend to be buried near their families. But we're on the lookout for a special someone who can mow our nave.
You what?
Our nave. Do you know what a nave is?
No, I don't know what a nave is.
Ian Five Ankles. Do you think you're up to the challenge?
Does he have to know what a knave is?
Do I ever? Yeah. It'll be a top honour.
World class.
Yeah, world class. Nothing could give me greater pleasure.
But first, Ian, you must prove yourself.
Oh, okay. Yep. What do I have to do?
Ian, look outside window onto the car park below. We place a 10-metre square patch of lawn. Courtesy of Courtney Lawns.
Courtney Lawns, the turf company owned by England rugby star Courtney Laws.
I'm Courtney Laws. Come call me Lawns.
Ian, if you cut that turf and put white lines on it to a top world-class standard, right now in the dead of winter, when all our other groundsmen are too pussy to step up to the grassy plates, we'll let you cut our nave.
What's a nave? I've got no knowledge of churches, but it's a mouth-watering prospect, and Ian is up on his feet and striding out of the studio like a proper football man on a proper football mission.
This is my calling. I'm going to be a hero amongst groundsmen.
And there he goes. While he's going, let's have another caller for our GP Media. Mickey's in Rhyl, North Wales. Hi, Mickey.
You all right, aren't they? Big, big fan at Shaw.
Have you got any pains anywhere, Mickey?
None. As fit as a butcher's dog, mate.
We'll see about that. Away you go, Dr. Bourne.
I'm getting something. It's coming to me. Oh, dear.
What is it, Doc?
You've been given herpes by Cilla Black.
That's a surprise, surprise. We'll send some cream in the post in a little paper bag with the Blind Date logo on it. Lovely touch.
Cheers, fellas. Can't wait to explain this to Mrs.
Thanks, Mickey. Now, insomniacs everywhere have claimed to be cured of their disorder by the sound of Michael Owen's voice. And now, for the first time, a CD of his co-commentary has been made available on the NHS. Let's have a listen.
You look at the league table, Arsenal.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.
And we are out. Thanks, Sandra. Can I have a...
I can't do it, Anthony.
Oh, sorry. Who's that?
It's Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles?
Ian Five Ankles.
What's happening, Ian?
No, I'm just in the car park on this 10-metre square patch of turf, and I can't do it.
Well, do you have your lawnmower there? The Finger Blaster 3000?
Blade Master 4. Yeah, I do.
Well, does it have petrol in it?
Yeah, no, it's not the problem.
Can you not start it?
No, the mower works fine, but I don't.
Oh, I know what's going on. You got grass fright, Ian. It's happened to us all. It separates the wheat from the chaff. Those who can groundskeep at the top highest level.
No, it's nothing like that. Don't get me wrong.
We won't get you wrong, Ian.
I loves me mowing, but, well, now that I'm back with my ex-wife turned current girlfriend, Denise, I've just lost the drive. There's no passion to my mowing. Look at what I've done so far. Can you see out the window?
Oh, you cut some already? Okay, so let's hang on a sec, Ian. I'm just going to move to the window. We can see the car park below. Oh, dear. Okay, Right, mate. I'm not an expert, but that is mediocre.
I know.
It's lacklustre, Ian.
Yeah, I
Christmas
agree.
Steve, what's your verdict there?
I'm looking now and... oh, no, with the greatest of respect, Ian, that's not even grassroots level.
Ian, what are you doing? You're letting a top world-class opportunity slip here. What's happening? This is your passion.
I don't know.
Awful.
I've tried taking my top off, but it's just not doing anything. I just feel too, well, happy.
You feel happy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you need to feel sad. You need to feel sad. We need to make you heartbroken. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to cut the groundsman's navel.
Knave.
I don't know what a knave is. Ian, if it's okay with you, how about this? I'll ring up Nicky Barmby and tell him that Denise wants him again. I can reignite that spark for you, Ian.
No, Anthony,
you get the puddings to your car.
No, you can't do that. Nicky Barmby ran off with his tail between his legs during the Nigel Quasi siege at Ashford Truck Stop Costa Coffee. She'd never go back with him.
Okay, don't panic, Ian, don't panic. If she won't go back with Nicky Barmby, maybe she'll go back with Ian Holloway or Ian Wone or Andy Sinton or Darren Huckabee.
No, stop. No, I won't have it. No. If I have to choose between being a good lawnmower because I'm heartbroken or being a mediocre lawnmower but happily with Denise, then that navel can remain untrimmed.
That is the most romantic thing anyone's ever said in reference to lawnmowing.
Sorry, did you say Darren Huckabee?
A couple of weeks, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know about that. Oh, hello, Kitty. Good luck with your show today, Kitty. Kitty. Ah, that's charming, that is.
What's happened?
Yeah, well, Kitty Spinks here, Anthony. She just walked past me. You know, Nigel Spinks' daughter.
Nigel Spinks' daughter, yeah. Clever and funny.
Yeah, clever and funny. She's on her way up to present Sports on Drive with her fiancé, F1 driver, Drew Fibonacci. But she's got her noise-cancelling headphones in, and she's not even acknowledged me. She's disappeared up herself, I tell you, since she started presenting Sports on Drive. Her dad, Nigel Spink, never let fame get to him. And he won a European Cup when it was a difficult competition.
Kitty Spink on Sporthorn Drive with Drew Fibonacci.
Okay, Ian, all right, let's cut Kitty some slack here. She needs to motivate herself before presenting Drive, and she listens to her favourite motivational songs in those headphones of hers. She holds the hand of the nation between 4 and 7 on weekdays, you
Anthony,
know.
Anthony, just because you're still in love with her despite her being engaged to Drew Fibonacci.
F1 racer Drew Fibonacci. He's streets ahead. Only on Sporthorn Drive.
He tested F1 cars. He did not race them.
Kitty Spink, you say?
Oh, hello, Dr. Harry Bourne. Yeah, Kitty Spink, yeah? What about her?
I'm getting something. Shh, don't interrupt. Kitty Spink. Kitty Spink. Oh, dear. I'm sensing a grave danger.
What's the matter? What's she got? What's she got, Dr. Harry Bourne? What's happening here?
Oh, no.
What is it?
She has an abnormal heartbeat. Diastolic murmur.
No. Kitty. Was she born with it?
Not this one. This is an infection.
An infection? Who gave her an infection? Who gave it to her? The bastard Drew Fibonacci?
Okay. Let me look. Oh, God. She's been given a heart infection by none other than Dame Vera Lynn.
Why would she do such a thing? We've got to tell Kitty.
Oh, she'll know, Anthony.
Actually, she won't know. These things can be asymptomatic until it's too late. She could have a heart attack at any moment.
Tell her, Ian, tell her.
Well, she's gone.
Quick, shout out after her.
I can't. She's got her motivational headphones in. She's inside already. She's gone up to the studio.
But from our studio, you can see the car park below, can't you, through the window? Mow a message in the lawn.
You what?
But mow the words, Kitty, you have a diastolic heart murmur in the turf. It's the only way she'll get the message.
I can't mow, Anthony. I'm too happy. I'm making love with Denise every other Sunday, unless West Ham are the televised kickoff. We've even nearly done it in the shed.
OK, well, then there's no way around it, then, is there? I'm going to have to mow it myself.
Yourself? But no, you live in a studio flat. You've never moaned in your life.
Ian, my personal life has never been lower. Each night I sob myself to sleep and wake up hugging my pillow. I'll be a lawnmower natural. I'm coming down. We're back on the air. Cover for me, Ian.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian's Morning Glory.
Welcome back to the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Angles. Ian Five Angles. And on my breakfast show, it's my way or the Steve Highway.
I mix Liverpool and Ireland midfielder Steve Highway, and I'm proud to be associated in passing with the Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show.
Now it's time for the travel.
Ian, the A329 is completely closed due to a lorry load of hair overturning. And junction 3 of the M25 clockwise is still swollen, absolutely throbbing at the moment. While on the underground, be careful of pickpockets that find your dropped purse and then hand it in without taking any money.
Oh, OK, we got 45 seconds. Anthony! And Anthony! You're here. Anthony.
Give me that mower.
You're here.
Give me that bloody mower.
Look, no, I don't think you should be handling this Blademaster 4 without at least a rudimentary tutorial.
Give me the bloody mower.
Anthony, you don't know what you're doing. That's pretty good. Gosh, those lines are sharp. My God. Christmas Steve, are you up there? Can you see this?
I can see it, Ian. This is remarkable. That texture, those curves. It's as 3D as a Gazprom advert.
Kitty!
She's looking out the window, Anthony. She's looking. She's reading it. And she's picking up the phone. I think she's got the message. Anthony, you might just have saved her life.
Kitty!
Yeah, you can stop mowing now. Oh, he can't hear me. He's doing more. Those are very pretty patterns, I have to say.
Kitty!
That's a nice love heart. He's done a lifelike portrait of himself and Kitty Spink inside the heart. Yeah, Anthony, I'm not sure she's looking anymore. Mate, Anthony, you can stop. Mate, we're back on air in 10 seconds.
Kitty!
Gosh, that is a realistic kiss. That's art. Mate, I think your genius is wasted here.
The Ian Five Angles Breakfast Show. Only on Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops.
I'm getting something. Ian, you've been given athlete's foot by WG Grace.
Sports Horn is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
I'm getting something.
People of the US, great news. The Formula One Circus is coming to Miami this weekend, and we've got everything you need to know on P1 with Matt and Tommy, the Formula One podcast from Stack. It doesn't matter if you're an F1 veteran or hardly watch a race. If you want a fun breakdown of the biggest stories from this weekend's race, we've got you covered. Join us for previews and reaction episodes from practice, qualifying and the race itself, plus our full driver rankings podcast early next week. You'll be armed with enough info to make you look like a bona fide expert when the race rolls back around next year, or at least when you see your friends next week. Search P1 with Matt and Tommy in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now.